about him and shake him, not stirred.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Houston, we have a problem.
Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
I'm your number one fan.
And here we go.
What's up, film fans? Welcome to another bonus episode. Welcome to the Cinnamon Movie Podcast as we continue our Friday the 13th talk. I am Juan, and I am joined here with Ed.
Hey, what's up, folks?
Craig.
Hello.
And we are digging into some more Friday the 13th movies. Guys, this is the first episode of September.
I know, right?
So, yeah, the first episode of September. I would like to say it feels like September, but it's still hot as balls outside.
Yes, sir. Probably will be through, like, October.
No, I actually saw Sunday is, like, in the 70s.
Nice.
So, yeah, just a few days away. Hopefully it helps out. But, no, we are here talking Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning. And I wish this was a fun watch for me. Ed, what about you?
Same.
Really?
Same.
You didn't enjoy it?
Enjoy is a weird word for this one.
Weird.
Yeah.
A look back, guys. Last Monday, we talked Promising Young Woman. You guys can go back and listen to it in the archives on Spotify, Anchor, Podbean, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Deezer, wherever you listen to podcasts at. Go back and check it out and give us your reactions. And then where to find us? Find us on the social media, facebook.com/ The Cinnamon Movie Podcast, or just search The Cinnamon Movie Podcast. We pop right up. The Instagram is one word, The Cinnamon Movie Podcast. And then you can find us on the Twitter at cinnamon405. But yeah, how's everyone doing?
So far, so good. Yourselves?
I'm just chilling, you know, hanging out with you guys.
You ready for some college football?
Yeah, currently watching some right now.
So as this is airing tonight, Thursday, you guys, is that right, Craig? I heard that there were 16 games on just this evening.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of them are a little kind of small time, but, you know, you got Tennessee, and Tennessee's playing somebody. Ohio State's playing Minnesota. Tulsa's playing here locally. So a few games on.
But no, I think this is going to be interesting. We are in Part 5 of this franchise talk, the Friday the 13th films. A few more weeks to go, and then we're jumping into Spider-Man. And I think, Ed, what do you, when you think and when you hear about these Spider-Man movies, what are you most excited about talking about before the new one comes out?
Honestly, compare and contrast, as well as just kind of how everything folds together, if you will. Just because with this one, everybody's wondering, you know, where's Toby, where's Andrew, you know, who's going to be what villains are coming back. Some have already seen, you know, of course, Alfred Molina as Doc Ock. You know, everybody has the, you know, everybody suspects Willem Dafoe, as well as, you know, there a few different characters for that matter. Of course, Jamie Foxx is listed as well, so we'll see about that. But yeah, it's kind of just a... with this one, it's a little different seeing who they brought back.
And like, what are you most excited about talking about the original films?
About the originals? Honestly, I always loved the organic powers that they let Toby's Spider-Man have. I thought that was kind of cool. Just the different set in,
I like talking about, you know, the natural feeling of the movies. There wasn't much CGI in them. I mean, there was with some aspects of it, but a lot of the suit was handmade. You know, everything was
most, and even the wall crawling, you know, yeah, it was just on the floor. They just filmed at a different angle, and there you go.
Everything was authentic, done in the studio. There was hardly any, you know, CGI to make it seem like he was doing something else.
Yeah. And I think it's because of Danny Elfman doing the music, but the first one kind of felt like a Tim Burton movie to me. I don't know about you guys, but
okay,
yeah, we'll definitely talk about it. But today, guys, we are talking Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning. you guys can check this out on. I'm surprised these movies are not on Paramount Plus. IMDb currently has it at a 4.8. Rotten Tomatoes is at 18%, and then the Metascore is at a 16%. With a March 22nd, 1985 release, the budget was $2.2 million with a box office gross of $22 million. Still haunted by his past, Tommy Jarvis, who as a child killed Jason Voorhees, wonders if the serial killer is connected to a series of brutal murders occurring in and around the halfway house where he now lives. Let's dig into it, Ed. When's the first time that you can remember watching this movie, and how was it this past recent watch? It
had to be early or mid 2000s. I don't really truly remember. Most of the Friday the 13th kind of blend in somewhat together for me in my earlier teenage years.
How's it for this recent watch?
This one, got to say, you know, it rough, but I mean, it wasn't bad, but rough. So
rough, but it wasn't bad.
I mean, yeah,
I'm gonna straight up say, I'm probably dogging this movie the entire time. This movie felt like it was just trying too hard to be something that it's not. It had a lot of dark comedy in there where none of the other movies have dark comedy. I feel like it was just an overpour of teen drug use. I know that's what how most of these movies are, but this one was just like overly done, if you will.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, this is probably the lowest scoring one so far, if I'm not mistaken.
So far.
Yeah.
So far. Yeah. But and to me, where it all fell downhill was the end.
Yeah.
Oh, but we'll get there.
You got to have a twist, I guess, somehow. Right?
I did like the. This movie is a complete trash. I mean, okay, it's trash, but it's not complete.
It has some good parts. It has a couple good parts.
Jason looks really good.
Yeah, not too shabby actually.
The mask and you know the way his undercarriage looked under the hockey mask was kind of a nice little real feel to it. I do like the little cameo of one Corey Feldman back in it at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, a little flashback cameo.
I like the flashback opening. I really do. Yeah. How the two random teens uncover Jason.
Yeah.
But I did not enjoy anything after. I enjoyed the loony bin. I did not enjoy the hillbilly mom and son couple.
That was a little strange.
A little strange?
Yeah, well, these always kind of have that crazy one, you know, all the way back to what was his name?
Crazy Ralph is one thing in the original movie. He's warning people not to go there. This lady and her son just is overkill. And then the horny teen couple that could not keep the hands off of each other. At one point in the middle of the movie, it felt like you were watching a softcore porno.
Well, funny enough, this director actually comes from porn, honestly. So, funny enough on that.
Those are stats that only Edward can find.
And then, you know, I mean, Demon and his girl make a little sense because of Reggie, you know, kind of whatever.
Oh, no. I enjoyed Reggie and his family, his brother, his girl, and then the grandpa.
But what the fuck did the cokehead dude have to do with anything other than that he was the driver of the bus in the first of the film? Like,
oh, was he? You're talking about in the fifth movie, the guy that's waiting for Lana out in front of the diner?
Yeah, he gets smacked somehow and then she gets an axe in the stomach.
Yeah. She was good to look at.
Yeah, she was beautiful. But, I mean, other than that, it was just kind of like, okay, this was just another excuse to show some, you know, tits. That was really it.
But,
like, I mean, they're wrong. That seems like the earlier ones, there was a couple, you know, here and there, but not much. This had gratuitous use.
Yeah, this movie had a lot of stuff showing it. And I don't mind stuff like that. It doesn't bother me if it's good for the story.
Right, but if it's just like, hey, look, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, throwing it out there to throw it out there ruins the feel for a movie.
Yeah.
Craig, let's ask you for a little bit. I don't know if you, I mean, you know, Friday the 13th may not be up your alley, but when it comes to, like, horror movies, like, are you into these, like, kind of cheesy, like, slasher kind of films, or do you just look at it as, like, it's not entertaining to you and you just won't even bother?
Nowadays, it has to have...
meaning?
Meaning, it has to be...
good story.
On the edge of the seat, story... I think the days of the cheesy girl running and tripping and falling and making it seem like it's overdone, those days are gone.
Would you ever go back and just watch those kind of movies to watch them?
No, I mean, we did the Freddy series.
Yeah.
We've done other movies here. I just didn't know I was stopping by for this episode.
No, so right.
I didn't watch this episode. But yeah, as far as horror movies...
But I'm just saying, like, on a random Wednesday night, if you had nothing else to do, would you go out of your way to watch it, even if we weren't talking about it?
I just have to be thinking about it. I think more so with how I watch movies nowadays, if it's not something that is immediately on my mind, I won't watch it unless I see it on the TV. You know, if I'm scrolling through films, you know, going through HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu, whatever it may be.
You just have to be in the mood to click it.
If I see it, I'm like... you know, it's something I can watch right now. That's usually how I watch my films.
Ed, you're lucky.
What's that? Why is that?
Some of these movies, I have to kind of watch my surroundings when I'm watching them now because of the little one.
Yeah.
Craig, is this the same with you? It's like fast-forwarding scenes, pausing, get out of the room.
I mean, well, most of the time, you know, living on my own, I don't have to do it as much. And most of the time, when I'm watching film, it's either... on my iPad in my room, on my computer in the office, or just past midnight. So,
currently, honestly, we've kind of played host to my nephew for the past like month and a half. So I do understand some of that. Don't get me wrong.
It's just kind of like it switching. You know, having the TV from in the office like area to now in the main room. It is just. It is throwing my entire vibes off.
Yeah.
And I am not like, I can't get into something right now.
Yeah, because you texted me and told me that The Matrix wasn't, you thought The Matrix was bad. And I'm like, no, it's just your surroundings.
And I'm getting worried about like what else is going to like not sit right with me. Yeah. And it's kind of like frustrating. It's kind of, I mean, this is kind of sad to put it this way, but it's kind of like an alcoholic having a nice beer with the guys watching the game to now you're having a beer by yourself watching Jeopardy.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, it's a completely different atmosphere, and I'm not looking forward to what's coming. I need to get back into...
Yeah, I mean...
I need a bigger Batcave.
That's for sure.
What did you think of the Looney Bin, Ed? Did you like the setting of the movie being at, like, a crazy hospital? Again, we're five movies deep, and we have not yet gone back to Camp Crystal Lake.
I mean, don't wrong, like...
This time last year, don't get me wrong, I bought the Blu-ray box set, Scream Factory, beautiful box set. The unboxing is still coming soon to the YouTube page. So, this time last year, watched them. I gave most of them about a 6-7. You know, I was excited for it. This year, digging into it and watching it, I'm just like, dude, like... What's going on?
Probably the nostalgia wore off a bit and all that. Honestly, I kind of have to question why they called this a Looney Bin, because it's not really like many of them were like crazy or psychotic or had that.
They were all crazy and psychotic.
Well, I mean,
you got the guy with the axe.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
you got Joey.
He got pissed off and he was just like he had probably bipolarism or something. That's, like that.
I mean, I'm calling you crazy.
I don't know about crazy, but you know.
Bipolar has.
Then you know, like Joey might have had like autism because he obviously didn't take cues. Like, hey, leave me alone. Like,
you got Tommy, who is kind of accused of murder. Wacko.
Okay, like him, his backstory, I can kind of understand.
You got the girls doing laundry. Who?
I mean, one listened to music a shit ton and kind of.
She could have had some ADD in there as well.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, like today, those are like usual shit. Like. A lot of people have that stuff these days.
But 1985 wasn't these days.
And then you've got the one dude who stutters. I mean, that was probably the most prominent one out of everything, and that really isn't nothing.
Well, I mean, in the movie, it's called A Troubled House for Teens.
Yeah.
For juveniles.
Which, I mean, I think Joey was the worst because he basically, like, didn't have a family at all, apparently.
Well, he got what was coming to him.
Damn.
He deserved every fucking axe to the back.
I don't know about, well, I mean, he was a bit of an ass.
He ruined the laundry.
He was a little bit of an ass, but he didn't deserve an axe. Maybe a punch in the face.
He ruined the guy with the axe. He was, you know, just minding his own business, and then boom.
He was trying to give him some chocolate. He was trying to be a homie and help out and give him some chocolate.
He said you can have half when he had, like, a whole other bar tucked into his pocket.
He was wanting some stuff for himself.
He's offering him some. Like, don't be greedy.
Like, come on, man.
If somebody has two bars and you have none and they offer you half, you better take it.
Right.
Which, like, one is not shit, like the other?
Well, you know.
And then you had, like, let's get to the horny teens that could not keep their hands off of each other. First, they were screwed in that lady's garden, the Hills Have Eyes garden.
Yeah.
And then they take a sheet and they go to the random, nice random little spot.
Patch of opening.
And then you have the random weird homeless guy that was like, I'd like to earn a meal. And the crazy mom is like, go clean out all the chicken shit in the coop.
Oh, you know, I mean, hey, at least she offered, you know, okay, we'll do this then.
At least he's willing to work for food.
And, yeah, you know. But, I mean, this is definitely 80s tropes. Like, you can 100% tell that shit. You know, and so this one had an affliction. This Jason, in quotations, had an affliction with eyes. Because there were 3-4 people that had their eyes either plucked out, messed up, or something.
That dude with the belt on the tree.
Yeah, Eddie. That's got to be my favorite kill of this one.
Yeah, that was pretty gruesome.
That was my. But did y'all see when he was twisting the belt? It was one way, and then right at the last two, it was. I was just like, "What the fuck?"
Did y'all loosen it up a little bit?
Did y'all forget? But
that's a continuity error. Learned about that in film class.
Yeah.
And then you have we're jumping a little too ahead of time, but this is the first one that has three survivors at the end, because you have Pam, Reggie, and Tommy.
Yeah. And I mean, hell, Pam may not have, because Tommy, you know.
You know, I went back and I rewatched it twice this week.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm like, you know what, since the killer, spoiler alert if you have not seen this movie, it's not Jason.
Negative.
But I was going back and looking at some traits that maybe they did something to make you think that it was not Jason throughout the whole movie, and they didn't. That's one thing I kind of wish they did do.
So, do you want to out the killer or no? Not yet.
We'll talk. We'll talk. The movie's
been out for a long ass time.
Yeah. And that's another thing. They kept going back to the paramedic.
Yeah, and you know he was just very strange. You know, like
Doctor Strange.
I know, right? No, he was just very strange, because, I mean...
Because Joey was, what, his nephew? His son,
yeah. His estranged son that he fucking just left. Like, what an asshole, first off. Oh, I'm going to kill you over my boy because you hurt my boy. You killed my boy. Like, I'm sorry, one person killed your fucking dude, like, your boy. Like, I can understand you trying to whack, like, the shit out of him. But not the entire fucking, you know, like, okay, some of them were assholes to him, but not that bad.
It is kind of funny, though, this movie debuted number one opening week versus Porky's Revenge.
Oh, shit. And well,
it was number one for 3 weeks.
I mean, it was Porky's Revenge, so.
I didn't enjoy that not only was the killer a random EMT guy that had a motive full of back, I mean, a backpack full of motives, but...
And a bullshit motive, for that matter. Like, you left this kid, dude. You literally just, like, you're a piece of shit. I'm going to the store for some cigarettes and not returning, bitch. Like, I mean, he literally just abandoned him. Literally. So, it's a bullshit motive. Like, come on, man.
But it's funny how he was, like, inhuman throughout the movie. You know, he breaks through the door like Jason.
Well, I mean, the only real, like...
He looked like Lou Ferrigno.
The only real time you see him show that much emotion behind the mask is when he gets hit by the front loader. Gets hit by it from Reggie driving it into him.
Before that, though, he breaks through the door as if he is an unstoppable, inhuman force. He's an EMT, and he's going to break through the door like the Hulk.
And he read the newspaper clippings, though. He had motives.
Cheap door.
I mean,
80s doors were either very sturdy or not sturdy at all.
And it was probably moldy too, you know, being a lake house door.
Probably quarter inch screws instead of 3 inch screws like you should.
It was. I would have been fine if it was Jason, and I think I would have liked the movie a little bit more. But finding out that it was just an EMT that had a bullshit excuse and
then a double mask.
No.
Yeah. Like a fucking double mask on top of that. What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it at all.
I mean...
That's like the double mask on Scooby-Doo when they reveal them and it's like, no.
That's exactly what it was. Exactly how the ending was. It's a... Yeah, you had a Scooby-Doo ending.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was just...
It wasn't that bad.
It was just like...
Not only did he fall down to his death and spikes went through his body, but they show you the camera angle and it looked like somebody just ripped a mask open. Yeah. But no spike was going through his head.
Yeah. Perfect reveal, though. I mean, you know.
Hey.
You might as well had Shaggy down there and said, here he is.
Like, he would have gotten away with it, too.
And we have the perfect Shaggy voice here for that, too.
Fucking real.
I'm not doing it right now.
Oh, damn it.
But,
Ruh-roh.
Craig, when's the last time that you feel like have you ever enjoyed a Friday the 13th movie with Jason? Because, I mean, this was going, I was really excited for this franchise. I'm like, oh yeah, we're digging into it. And now I'm just like here at 5 and I'm like.
Yeah, I mean, the original is always going to be the original. It's always going to hold some value, some weight.
I'm like, hopefully it gets better.
I mean.
Well, I mean, Jason comes back in the next one we do, so...
He does.
We'll see.
I mean...
Freddy vs. Jason was excellent.
Freddy vs. Jason was good.
Probably one of the best in the series.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that. Then there's the one where he goes to space.
Jason X.
We're going to talk about that soon.
That one, yeah, that one's not as good.
I mean, it had a cool redo of his skin or whatever.
That movie had good concepts.
Yeah.
With the dream world and everything, but...
Especially like the virtual world where you was smacking the shit out of it. That was just hilarious.
You were talking about the space. I'm talking about Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
The space one. I don't remember much
of
that.
Ed, what did you think of John Shepard playing early, late teenage Tommy?
I didn't mind him, but he just seemed. I don't know. He just seemed like he was too. Two in and out of the pick. Okay, because literally, he's still with the mask thing, so that's cool, you know. Still does his mask, okay, he looks better and
now,
all that.
Now, I have one better for you. I feel like this would have been a little bit better if Tommy was the one killing people.
And see, that's the thing that, you know, weren't they supposed to be, like, alluring to that, number four?
Yeah, but the movie, this whole movie sets you up as if Tommy is the one doing them.
Right. Because you never see him all in the same place, right, really.
They throw hints at him. He's already got the obsession with masks.
Yeah.
You can already see that he's made masks that look like Jason's original head.
Yeah.
And
that are really good, too.
It's the old look over here trick. They want you to be completely surprised at the ending. And
I would have thought that would have been the better ending, at least, you know, for this one. Just because, I mean, at least... Part of the last would have been connected to this one because now it's just, oh, Tommy's still there. Ha ha ha. Cool. And just bullshit. But it is what it is.
Yeah. But yeah, at first I'm sitting here thinking, because I remember the EMT being the guy at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm just sitting here like, you know, this has got to be, it just sets up perfect for Tommy.
Yeah. And I mean, Tommy kind of, I don't know, it's almost like he weaves in and out of the entire plot, because they, kind of like what you just said, they kind of keep setting him up as in he's disappearing all the time, and then he comes back randomly, disappears, and then randomly comes back, and it's just like, okay, like, is he? You know, because you never really see him throughout most of these killings and all that shit.
You don't
shit.
See them together until the very end.
Right.
And then even in the very end, Jason turns around and looks at him like, oh, I remember you.
Right.
But that's a pointless look, and that's a pointless setup because it's not Jason.
And I mean, no wrong. It's just the EMT guy, Roy Burns, for that matter, keeping up on his homework and trying to fool all of them and, you know, mess with them and shit like that. So it makes sense, like, why you would do that if you were trying to portray like that, if you're trying to be a copycat killer for that matter, because this kind of takes a page, and I mean before Scream, but this kind of takes a page from Scream's book for that matter, you know. But instead of watching the movies, this was just newspaper clippings and a small bullshit motive from my Sunday.
Whether it be the director of the movie, he had a thing for greasers in this movie, did he not?
It seemed like it, yeah.
You got the two kids at the beginning of the movie with the car, and then you got the druggy mustache dude waiting for Lon outside the diner.
And, I mean, like, the two randoms were just, I don't know, man, just kind of, just kind of stupid. Like,
kind of?
Yeah. You've got one trying to fix the car and shit like that. And then you've
I feel like Ed is almost like, Ed's broken. He's getting broken.
Well, I'm trying to do,
because it feels like he really wants to like this movie, and, you know, he's got a hot streak of liking these movies, but now that he's trying to defend this one, and this one is just too awful for him to defend.
Kind of, sort of. He's
like, must give seven. Must give a seven rating.
No, this is not going to be a seven.
It's going to be an eight?
I know, right? I will guarantee you it's not going to be a seven. I've already come up with that one a while back.
3.5. No.
But no, it just had too many randoms. No real connection to the story. I mean, other than Demon and his girl. And then, I mean, I can kind of see the driver a little bit with the diner girl.
This movie kind of feels like the Halloween
3.
The one that we did where it, like, has nothing to do with...
Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
And that's what it's compared to a lot, because literally the killer isn't the actual killer. It's just a bunch of fucking randoms. The next year they come back with the actual killer just because...
Well you hold on a second there. I don't think it's okay or fair to compare the two. Just right. Like, if you want to... Looking at it in the actual time, like, if you're watching the movie live in the 8, like... They're completely two different things. You know, Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning, it would be fine if they didn't bring the hockey mask back. Season of the Witch, it didn't have Michael Myers' mask back.
Right. I'm just saying, like, comparing the two and, like, using that name when it's not the actual person
and as, I mean, as the villain. Trying your hardest to be who it is, but it's not at all.
I would have even been okay with the killer, instead of donning the Jason getup, putting the sack face on. That would have been even maybe a little bit cooler.
Maybe it would have added a little bit more to it as well.
Like, oh, is it Jason? Maybe it's not. And
that
they,
is nostalgia.
And the mayor, I mean, I've never seen a mayor in any of these movies, but for some reason there's a goddamn mayor in this movie, and he's looking at the sheriff, and he's like, you know, the sheriff is like, it's Jason Voorhees, and the sheriff is, or the mayor is like, he's dead.
They fucking took a page out of the Jaws franchise.
There you go.
I mean, basically, like... It's like they tried to throw different aspects of different horror movies that made it kind of bigger to...
Throw shit to the movie board and hope it sticks.
Hopefully.
It's four different 80s movies in one.
Fucking real.
It's like movie 43.
Oh.
We're trying to be Jason.
Speaking of horror movies, though, guys, I know this is ad-free, but I still want to give some love and give some shout-out over to Friday the 14th podcast. If you like horror movies, go give them a listen. They're a great group of guys, fun conversations, and, you know, they're entertaining. They have an episode that comes out every other week. So go give them a like on their social media. It's Friday the 14th podcast on, Facebook. You can find them also on Instagram, Twitter, and then the episodes are on Spotify, Apple, podcast, iTunes. So go check them out. Friday the 14th podcast, as their next episode should be dropping this week. And it's all about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 2003, the Jessica Biel Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So yeah, go give that one a listen. It should be coming out this week. I personally enjoy that movie. That is one of the better reboots, I think. So, I'd like to see what they think about this Friday the 13th part 5. So, go check them out. Go listen to them. Friday the 14th podcast. I didn't like the greasers.
No.
Pam was probably one of the strongest female acts in recent memory. I'm probably going to say I enjoyed her almost as much as Amy Steele in the second one. Amy Steele's in the second one, right?
Yes. Because if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Amy Steele, I probably would say that the actress who portrayed Pam in this movie, she's probably going to be my favorite female lead, at least since Amy Steele. And no, her running with the white shirt in the rain did have nothing to do with it.
Well, there's
if you brought it up, I'm begging to differ.
There's the answer, man.
Who's
your least favorite character out of this entire out of the teenagers
for that in this movie?
Yeah.
Probably is probably Billy.
Billy.
The coat guy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I also didn't enjoy the hillbilly couple. The yeah. Didn't enjoy them.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking stupid, Ma.
Alright, so you didn't like Billy, you liked Pam.
Who's your favorite character then?
Favorite and least favorite.
I've gotta say, like,
you can't say Lana.
Pam, probably, I don't know why, but Violet. I didn't like Violet much at all. Like,
Violet, you're turning Violet, Violet.
It was the overdone edginess wannabe kind of shit. It was just
she's the one that showed her.
No, she was the music.
Oh, okay.
The one that was dancing in the room.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't find her to be that bad, but she
enjoyed it.
Ugh, you know. And then, don't get me wrong, even her death, it looked like a fucking pillow. Looked like he stabbed the goddamn pillow.
Probably was.
Like,
they did not bring Tom Savini back for this one.
Movie magic.
So you can definitely tell that some of the practical effects and special effects were off.
Yeah, they were very special. Fucking A, man. Special head. Well, there you go.
So who's your favorite then?
I said Pam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so you agree with me.
Yeah. I would say Reggie, but some of the lines they gave him kind of seem slightly racist to me. Because, like...
Explain.
Oh, that's a cool cat kind of thing, and, oh, man, I got to slide this action out. So, like, just kind of sounded like he never met, like, anybody that was...
What do you mean?
Like, at all, like a young teenager at that.
You thought they over-exaggerated his dialogue.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Appreciate that.
That is a much simpler way to put that.
Yeah, very much so. I did like Reggie as a character, but the dialogue was just, thank you, way overdone. It was cringy as hell.
Again, probably not the actor's fault.
No. That's why I said I liked the character. I liked him as an actor. He was great.
He probably started the dialogue, okay. And then they told him, like, hey, man, do like this accent with it. And you're like,
and then let's not forget, it's probably his first movie.
Possible. And last.
Possible.
So, yeah, and last. Actually, I think he's an overnight cook at the Brom down the street.
I damn.
No wonder that.
Well, you know. I mean, he's at least got Lord Help Us in 2007. Oh, his name is well, that was the 2009 thing. Yeah, he's got at least 10, 12 movies after that.
Probably nothing you've ever seen.
That's 12 more than me, no. Though.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You got to put some respect on it that way. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
he was in a Friday the 13th. I've only lived on a Friday the 13th.
I mean, we could make our own and put it on YouTube.
That's true. Consider it one. And we would probably get some pretty good vibes or some pretty good
views.
Probably
views.
Have the same ratings as this movie.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe better. It's probably some better acting, too. You and me have had some film classes.
Not acting, though.
I've had 4 years of high school drama.
There you go.
No drama.
I was the cowardly, I was the cowardly lion. Yeah, Ed, we'll probably get ready to get into some favorite kills.
Got mine ready.
Before that, though, it kind of makes sense, and I really do wish that Tommy probably was the killer.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things that they missed the mark on. Like, I get it, trying to have a motive or something like that, but your motive was a bunch of bullshit. It didn't really have a good foundation at all.
Now, if Tommy was the killer and say he didn't get caught,
yeah,
you still have the ending scene where he's in the mental hospital or the hospital.
Yeah.
And he gets up and he puts the mask on and he kills Pam.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That would have been a good ending right there.
Yeah.
You know, lead right into the next.
And that still is an ending, but it's a dream sequence.
Yeah. And I mean,
And that's the theme with these movies so far. Every single one has had a ending dream sequence.
Yep. Yep. It's always been that way. Every single one of them. So
what'd you think about it? What'd you think about the original ending with the dream sequence?
Let's see,
was it overdone or did you see, I mean, obviously you probably saw it coming.
Yeah. To a point, overdone, not really. Cause then you introduce the possible killer that you're going to use in the future and all that.
Or it could have been cool if she opened up the door and the mask was gone. Him and the mask were just gone, and that's how it ended.
Yeah, and I mean, it is what it is. They used what they wanted, but yeah, it just would have been a lot better if they had actually had Tommy be the maybe new Jason, even if they didn't use him for six and on, be the new Jason in this movie. Because I mean, it's a new beginning. Like, he should have been the new beginning, you know, but,
well, yeah. Final chapter was also supposed to be the final chapter.
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't very long after they greenlit this and basically were...
But horror makes money. I mean,
yeah.
With only a $2 million budget, it almost doubled its profit and walked away with $23 million at the box office.
Which, apparently, this was called, like, Repeat or something like that.
Redemption.
Or Redemption, there you go.
Repeat. Repeat Ed.
Fucking A, I mean, yeah.
That's funny shit.
Fucking A. elaborate on that, but, you know, whatever. Redemption, because they didn't want some of the actors to ask for a decent salary, and then on top of that, they didn't want everybody coming up. And
they also didn't want anything to get leaked.
Yeah.
But they do that with a lot of movies. They'll give it a different title so nothing gets leaked. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's signing up for this movie called fucking Redemption. Not Friday the 13th. If it was Friday the 13th, you know how many, like, reporters or people would have tried to break the news?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, $22 million in 3 weeks, number one at the box office. Insane.
Yeah, insane how it did that.
Nothing else was out at the time?
Porky's Revenge, apparently.
You also have 1985 Goonies?
I mean,
right around the time that it's out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This had a March release, so everything is usually summertime.
June,
and,
July, August. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So, that being said, Craig, you came by, stopped by, hang out, talk a little bit of movies, watch some college football. With how we're reviewing and talking about this movie, would you ever go out of your way to watch it?
If I wanted to watch the series, yes. If I wanted to watch a solo Friday the 13th, no.
I can trust that.
Yeah, same.
Trust that. Ed, what's your favorite kill?
I know this may be one of the few, but probably Eddie's death. That seems a bit more, not maybe creative, but a bit different than what some of the kills they were going for, I guess. At least it seemed better than the head explosion from, what, 3? So, yeah, Eddie's death, the guy on the tree.
I like the big hillbilly getting his head chopped off.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. And if I had to pick another, maybe Demon.
Especially after he got his ass kicked by Tommy.
Yeah.
You know, bringing some good waylay punches and then a fucking drop kick.
The drop kick.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, are you talking about the same guy? I'm not talking about the guy that got put through the table. I'm talking the big redneck.
No, not the guy that put... No, not that one. No, yeah. Tommy and him squared off out in the woods or something like that. Maybe by some railroad tracks. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be mine. Or I'll pick Demon.
Yeah.
the guy who
Reggie's brother
went out and used the shitter box and
sung "Baby" to his girlfriend a lot.
How did that song go, Edwin?
I'm good on that.
Ooh, babe.
I'm good.
On no,
that. No.
100% All right. Not. Yeah, man. I want you guys to let us know how you feel about this movie. You know, email about Friday the 13th Part 5. And is it as bad as we're talking about, or do you guys find it a guilty pleasure? Because that's what we just recently talked about last week. Our top five was our top five guilty pleasure films. Would this make the list? Let us know, and we'll read it out Monday on the episode. CINEMEN 921, that's cinnamon921@gmail.com. Let us know if this is a guilty pleasure film. Do you enjoy Friday the 13th Part 5, or are we just being too hypocritical?
I mean, from what I remember when I did watch it way back when, and you know what you guys have kind of talked about in my little 20 minutes of research before I hopped on, since I've decided to stay, it's almost like every town has one of those streets where it's like you have the Arby's, the McDonald's, the Burger King, the KFC, like just a mile of food, and you have all these options, and you have little old, you know, what's like a bad little restaurant that you guys do?
The little local hole in the wall restaurant.
I mean, sometimes the hole in the walls are the best.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, how many people just, you know, go to it and all that shit?
I'm usually disappointed with a Jack in the Box 98% of the time.
Yeah, so like if you have a mile of like Whataburger, KFC, you know, might not stop at Jack in the Box. And it might, you know, this is like that movie. It's just, it's there when you need it, but you typically don't choose it out of all the others.
That's true.
So
I want to ask this question. I was going to wait until Monday's episode to ask, but I got you guys here.
Yeah.
When you guys have a film series, like Craig, you're a big Star Wars fan, or Edward, Harry Potter, Zach, Lord of the Rings. Do you guys, if you say you want to watch Empire Strikes Back, do you just put Empire Strikes Back and watch that one solo film? Or are you like, you know what? It's time for a marathon. Ed, I'm going to ask you the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you like, you know what?
Potter fans are the worst.
Are you like, you know what? I want to watch Deathly Hallows Part 1. Or do you watch it? Or do you watch the, do you know what? Fuck it, it's a marathon.
They have no choice because ABC Family puts that shit on a marathon the entire weekend.
Dude, so. especially around fucking Christmas time, bro.
No, I know.
Because my wife's, not even a fucking Christmas movie.
My wife's sister is a Potter fan, and we'll be over there and like, it's like May 10th on a Friday.
Don't touch that fucking TV.
Yeah, Harry Potter is on, and we come back like two and a half weeks later, and it's a Wednesday. She's like, huh? It's a week-long marathon. I'm like, what?
I'll fucking crucio you.
Why do you need marathons of this?
So you are like, what the fuck was that?
So what do you guys think? Can you pick out the one?
Depends. If I'm in a big mood for, I want all the Star Wars content I can get, then I'll watch the movie, or I'm like, okay, I know I'm craving it. So I'll start at this point. But if I'm like, I just want to watch this one movie because I like it better than the others, then I can start from there.
It depends. Sometimes there are times to where I'm like, you know what? Order of the Phoenix. Fuck yeah. Sounds good. You know, or
you won't be like, you know what? I want to watch Order of the Phoenix, but I got to get through 1, 2, 3, 4 before I get there.
Sometimes. There are sometimes. If I've got enough time. Yeah, like if I'm on vacation, or like I've taken vacation from work or something like that.
I'm not saying that. Like you have to binge watch it. I'm like, you know, this is something that's going to take
a couple weeks or something.
Yeah.
I mean, not usually, no. It just, that would be the occasion I would do that because, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, most of them are, you know, decent length.
And the only reason I bring this up is because of what we're doing, the franchise talk.
Yeah.
And then the other day you mentioned to me that you're watching Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here and I'm looking, I'm like, you know what? I got Jeepers Creepers 3. I've never seen Jeepers Creepers 3.
Same.
And I'm like, but I don't want to watch it. I want to watch the other two first.
Yeah. With something like that, when you haven't seen it in a while, I think it makes sense to watch leading up to it.
Agreed.
But if it's something like Star Wars that I've seen a gajillion times, doesn't really matter where I start or where I finish because I know how everything goes.
Right. You know? And I mean, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
So like if you're like, you know, you look over here and something for me like would be Aliens 3.
I don't remember. Yeah, right. You're like, I don't remember.
I don't remember how we got to this point. I need to watch and figure it out.
There you go.
Hell, out there in the podcast world, how about y'all folks? You know, if you're I don't know what.
If you're a RoboCop fan and you've never seen 3, would you rewatch 1 and 2 to get to 3, or would you just watch 3?
You got to.
I mean,
let us know. It is
definitely.
It's not. It's a journey. You got to experience the whole thing. You know.
That's why you guys are like, why are you watching this stuff and not something you haven't seen? That's why.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here watching like, oh, I can't wait to watch Matrix Reloaded, but I'm going to watch 1 and 2 before I get there.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Or Revolutions.
We had just watched Matrix 1 not too long ago and did the podcast on it. So that's why I was like, why are you watching 1 again?
Yeah.
But
well, you know.
I guess some people just can't retain memory, I guess.
That's me.
Wow. Shots fired.
But no, let us know. Email us in and we will discuss it on Monday and read in some more emails. We'll also get Zach's point of view. And I'm putting you on the spot. Star rating, Friday the 13th, part 5, A New Beginning.
4.
4?
4.
Is that your lowest rating?
I think so.
Daredevil was higher?
Yeah.
Daredevil think like
a 7.
No, I think... Well,
I think you gave Daredevil like 6.
Know. I think 6, five but I don't fucking 6. Know. I know that, like, I even gave Sam Raimi's,
The Evil Dead. You gave that like a 5.
Yeah, so I think
you bastard.
I think this is the lowest one I've given ever.
Yeah, I'm giving this one a 4 as well, and it's strictly due to the ending and you know the random EMT. I think that was so stupid. 4 stars for me. Let us know what you guys think. Send us some emails.
Now this could have been a 6 if it was Tommy.
Or if Jason was in it, I really do think it could have been like a 6.
I mean, there's a lot of films in history that we can go back and say, like, man, that movie would have been so much better if they went this route. But
yeah,
it's history. It is what it is.
They got paid the big bucks for some reason.
That is true. And there was another, you know, what, 5 after this?
Yeah. So. Join us next week, guys, as we talk Friday the 13th, part 6, Jason Lives. And then Monday, guys, it's Marvelous Marvel Monday.
Hey.
See what I did there? And it's not only is it, you know, a Marvel Monday, but it's Labor Day.
Oh, shit, it is.
It is Labor Day Monday. Yeah. So this episode is going to drop on Labor Day. We're talking Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. I am Awkwafina excited about this. I think...
When you said that, you're like, I can't wait to see Awkwafina. I literally had to Google her. I had no idea who she was.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't remember the thief from the Jumanji 2? The new one?
I can't believe he brings that up. You should watch Crazy Rich Asians.
I've seen it, but I don't know who she is. Like, I've seen bits and pieces.
She's the crazy irresponsible one. The one that's always like fucking up.
I Googled her now, but it's like off rip. I didn't know who she was.
Log on the Voodoo. I got like 2 or 3 good movies of her on there. Yeah. Real good.
Is she really good?
She's good. Watch, it's an A24 movie. Some of the movies I'd recommend is Ocean's 8, Crazy Rich Asians, and The Farewell. The Farewell, she should have been nominated for an Oscar. It's an A24 movie. It's about a Chinese family discovers that their grandmother has only a short while to live and decide to keep her in the dark about it. And don't tell her what's happening to her.
Has she recently started using Awkwafina? Or
that's been her stage name for like the last...
Since the beginning?
Yeah.
Well, since like... Basically, she actually did some music back in like 2012. Because
my YouTube. Question is, was that her name going into Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I recommend those movies. Those two, at least.
So speaking of Shang-Chi... you know, usually we go see it opening night today, Thursday. I kind of decided against it and decided to go see it Thursday for multiple reasons. Are you guys excited to go see it, or is it just kind of like...
I am. I almost feel like Marvel does best with newer stories, because like Guardians of the Galaxy, not many people knew who the fuck they were.
Right.
And that was a fantastic one.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think of, like, Black Panther, Guardians.
Black Panther, yeah.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, I mean,
the original Ant-Man was pretty good. Didn't have a great opening weekend.
Right.
Still was good, but not many people knew about him off the top.
No. So, I mean, yeah, I am.
I was super excited for Shang-Chi, and then that Spider-Man trailer dropped.
And then all of a
sudden. And I'm just like, that's really all I want to see at the moment is what Spider-Man does. Now, I know when I go see it, I'm going to probably be excited, and there's going to be great. It's going to be a great movie, great experience.
Oh, yeah.
But Marvel, I kind of wish Marvel would have waited just until the other side.
Well, it's kind of like, okay.
You feel like the Spider-Man trailer should have dropped the Monday after Shang-Chi came out.
Yeah, you do something late. Like, you have
Could have been a Labor Day.
You have college football on all weekend.
Well, not only that, but then you kind of take Kevin Feige's, what is it, his credibility away, because literally, like, what?
He said he wasn't going to drop anything.
No trailer, bro. No trailer, and then all of a sudden,
technically, boom, it's not a trailer. It's a teaser. It's a 3-minute teaser.
That's another thing that's kind of getting on my nerves is these, you know, teasers are now 3 minutes and the trailers are like four and a half, 5 minutes.
Yeah. The fucking potato, fries, wedges, they're all the fucking same. It's a potato is a potato is a potato.
So, but yeah, that's really, I was excited for it. I think once I'm in the theater and sitting down with that Shang-Chi popcorn bucket, I'm going to be real excited.
I think I'm not excited to go see it. I'm excited to see maybe the aftermath.
Right.
But the, I'm not
how it ties in and we'll yeah. build into.
But I have no expectation for it. I'm not excited to go see it. Honestly, if it wasn't for the episode, I don't think I'd go see it in theaters.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. That's kind of sad, I think. You know, but I'm not hyped for it. Top Gun Maverick, I'd go see day one in theater.
Yeah, I mean, we were all excited for Top Gun. Was it No Time to Die? Or what's the new James Bond trailer?
No Time to Die.
That, did you see the trailer for that? That looked amazing.
It looks good. I'm gonna, you know, that's a day one for me. Shang-Chi, if it came out on Disney Plus tomorrow, I would stay home and watch it.
I think you're gonna be there with me. Once you're in this theater and it starts, I think you're gonna start to kind of
You know what irritates me though is I feel like these movies don't have to be 2 hours and 15 minutes. Every movie nowadays is over 2 hours, and it does not need to be.
A lot of filler.
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong, it is a lot of our fault, because we watch the filler, whether it's TV series, whether it's film series, or films, or just, you know, whatever, we watch filler.
But, yeah. Enjoy this episode, because the next time you guys hear from us Monday, we will be talking Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. Ed, 4 stars, Friday 13th, part 5.
Yeah, probably I'd say the worst of the series so far.
So far.
So far, yeah. So we've got 5 to go. Well,
the title of 6 sounds pretty bad.
Well, Jason Lives.
Well, no, we've got what? 6 to go? No, 7 to go.
6, 7, 8, 9. Jason X. Yeah.
So 7 to go. I can't wait for all of that.
And so we'll start Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's going to be a fun conversation. But yeah, check us out next Thursday. The 9th, as we talk Friday the 13th, part 6, Jason Lives. And then don't forget Monday, Labor Day, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Craig, you have anything to put into this episode?
I will say I recently watched I think it dropped just yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, the new 9/11 documentary on Apple TV. Very interesting to see how that all unfolded from sort of a bubble-sized perspective, because it's all following the president and where he went. So it was definitely an interesting watch.
We'll have to talk more about it on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Ed, you good?
Yeah. So this is Ed saying I'll see you on the silver screen.
All right, guys. Don't forget, Monday we talk all things Shang-Chi only on the Cinnamon Movie Podcast.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.